Have some coffee, and we have something we want to get.
But don't worry, we'll ship it.
We'll ship it. We'll ship it.
Is it that big?
Yes.
American Airlines was very nice to us. It has to have a special place on the plane, and they put it in a closet.
Really?
So it's hanging up. They really were. For a change, they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
You must know where every Starbucks you need in America is.
Lately I wasn't really into
Starbucks. Into Starbucks?
No. Yeah, a couple of years ago, we've been pretty
I
much
know you were.
Every
yeah.
place we were going in.
Yeah.
You can only have so much of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think it's overboard, but that's my opinion.
Right, I think I have more cheese right now, and I'm just trying to get more cheese. Not close enough, like
right.
six or eight.
Mm-hmm. Tea is supposed
that.
To be very good for you.
Well, it's green tea.
Yeah. Well,
tea.
Actually, all tea.
All teas, but
all
green
tea is good for you.
Mm-hmm. And then white, and then blonde. So you finish with this leg of it tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today I'm done. So.
Today you're done?
No, let's show today.
Oh, I thought tomorrow.
I thought you were
what
going
is tomorrow?
To
Bakersfield?
No, I'm not. It's
you're not
going
to?
It's not tomorrow.
Oh, it's 2 days
they
from
now. They fly tomorrow and then they have...
Friday.
Yeah, and I'm not.
And you're not part of it.
No, so this is the last day. Well, it is a good thing. We would have had a nasty surprise.
Do you
country?
Get
hand solid? No. That's great. That's how things happen.
Anyway, let me do this first.
All
is
right.
it something wrong? Normally we give gifts that you open, but this is a little different, okay? Mm-hmm. It's a proclamation. And you can... Hey, you haven't given me one of those
yet.
Okay. Proclamations are usually read and presented, so that's what we're going to do.
Actually... I have to record the moment, of course.
Okay.
Actually,
shall I read it to you?
All right.
And we'll be yours forever. February 14th, which is not today, 2008. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of your gold medal. All of us in the school, past and present, want to proclaim on this special day. And we truly appreciate the opportunity to be your friends. We are amazed by your grace, leather white jumps, footwork, and events creativity. Your skating is beautiful, smart, and hard. You make us laugh and cry sometimes in the same program. We are proud of your grace and dignity on and off the ice, and privileged to hear your thoughts about skating in your career. You've given us a tremendous education as well as an inspiration and courage to try new challenges ourselves. Because of you, we have made scores of close friends around the world to visit the places we otherwise would never see. Including Tokyo, Davos, Antwerp, and Bethlehem. We will have these friends and these memories all of our lives because we are real fans. But it always comes back to the skating. Each of us has a picture in our mind as a special moment when we did something else we didn't think possible. 10 years after Nagano, we still define the title and the champion of the MMRI as we always will. The blood from the medals of the previous crew 1998 to 2000. And of course, Lori, it's a picture of you with
sure,
us.
Sure.
But I need you with this.
Yeah.
And we really need every word of that.
Is it going to flashback from the last time? Do you want it on an angle somehow?
Yes, tip it the way you had it. Just a second ago. Tip it back. Yeah, I think that's good. Okay, give me that one. That's the one.
That's
the one.
Sorry.
And can I get both of
them
together?
Come on. Don't be shy.
Yeah. Draw it up into three. Okay, tip it back just a little bit. There we go. Perfect.
Thank you. And no, you don't have to carry it home.
Yeah, let's ship it.
We've already figured out where we can go to summer and ship it today to the
Yeah. And we really do mean every word of it. It's been special for us.
Thank you. It's really special for me too.
It's been a unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
you know, getting to know you and also all of us, I mean, it's just expanded our worldview incredibly.
And those words aren't ours, just so you know how this was done.
Oh, yeah.
Lori wrote a note to the crew and said, give me your thoughts about what you feel at this point. And she took all these emails and thought and distilled and distilled and distilled and edited and until we could get something that would fit up. Then I took over from there. It was a fun project.
It was fun, because everybody wrote in, and they will recognize the phrases that they wrote in there. Everybody wrote in about the, how it makes them feel to be your fan and be in the crew and all that.
Mm-hmm. So 10 years later, well, this has been some 10 years now.
Easy.
It's all the huge changes. Husband, father, professional skater. I mean, it's been every big change you could have. Sort of, you've moved really permanently to this country. Became an American citizen, in addition to being a Russian citizen. You know, it's there's been a lot of changing.
Change is good.
What surprises you most? Mm-hmm. What didn't you see coming? What surprises you the most of all the changes that have happened?
Surprise. In those changes?
Yeah, you know, the one where you said, boy, I never saw that one coming. That's really great, but I didn't have it in my head.
It's way too deep.
Okay.
maybe we could ask, has it turned out so far the way you thought and hoped it would? Your career, your skating career, how's it going?
No, it's going great.
Mm-hmm.
There's some adjusting to be done, you know, with the amount of performances which I've done pretty good, I think. Because with the family, you know, I would not expect that it would be so difficult to perform a lot, because, you know, you don't want really to spend that much time on the road, but that was kind of adjustment. Just to scale it down and be happy with that, you know, perform not that much, but enjoy it. And
find it just enough.
Yeah. Just make it enough so you can, you know, live your life, make some money, do some shows, enjoy skating.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly the family first, you know. That was kind of... But I wouldn't say it was a surprise for me. I was kind of looking forward to that and everything, so I wouldn't say it's a big surprise.
What about the quality of your skating and the types of programs that you started out with and you've reached to this point? I mean,
I would like to look at that as being consistent quality. You know?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was a little bit, you know, last year was a little bit down for me personally, inside how I felt, you know, with my skating, my technique, you know, maybe some body changes because, you know, 30 years old, maybe something different, maybe psychologically, but maybe I wasn't training much, you know, during the summer I was teaching more, so it was kind of difficult for me last winter when I kind of first time in my career realized that I really need to work for my jumps, you know, really need to get to the practice and really spend some time because it's starting slipping away somewhere. And again, it just was just my feeling that it wasn't that easy and that comfortable as it was before, you know, but I kind of adjusted to that and did some training and, you know, feeling really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
That's great. Yeah. You know, that happens to almost, not on jumps, because most people don't jump on ice or even on skates, but that happens with almost everybody at 30. There's something that they say, that used to be easy. What happened?
It's the body change, the psychological change, everything is just...
Yeah.
I guess that's what I'm going to do,
exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta adjust.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see, I know that people have been commenting on it, especially this year because of Sounds of Inspiration, but do you see that on the continuum of the programs that you present, that overall the 10 years on a professional level, you've arrived at a place that is much more personal than you started, that you share yourself with the audience in a different way?
Probably, but you know, what I always enjoy doing and always wanted to do is to do all the different styles, and it's, you know, I didn't want to do the same thing. I wanted to cover this, this, that, and that. I wanted to try this, do that, and change styles, keep people surprised, keep people interested. And I think this 10 years, is I was succeeding with that, you know. But I was just lately watching some programs for, you know, after Olympics, some show numbers just to see it. And I thought, you know, when I was doing it, I thought it looked worse. At this point, you know, I look back on it and I think it's very good. You know, I cannot say that.
There's some early stuff like 667 stuff. Yeah, tremendous good stuff.
Tremendous
yeah,
program.
So I wouldn't say really that I changed somehow.
It's kind of I think it has a slightly different emotional quality.
It's emotional, yes, definitely. It's a little bit changing emotional quality. You know, my way onto skating changes, my way look onto life changes a little bit. But you know, just skating wise, I think it was really open at that time too. You know, I was kind of opening up my heart. You know, trying to really express myself and trying to work always. Just give something from myself in every program, even if I work with somebody on that, I would try to add something personal. And you know, it's always been that way. Maybe you can see it more these days, but you know, it was always there, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of.
And you really have surprised us consistently over the years. I mean, awesome. Deal With It was certainly a surprise this year, and then the piano piece.
Yeah, just Deal With It was just it was lucky coincidence, because I was busy doing things, and then Leanne Miller, she called me up and she said there's that show, and actually we were already for the show. We decided that it would be two any number, so she said it could be two any number, just do your thing. And I said okay, so I wasn't even looking into doing anything. And then 1 month before, she called and she said we have still one spot we wanted to fill with a performer, with Corbin. Yeah. And she sent me music and it was great. I love the music. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It got me going, it got me moving. And I said okay, well, if we can arrange something with a choreographer, so I can spend time with him, because I didn't want to just do anything, because it's not how I operate, you know. And I was in LA already by that time, so I arranged training with him. We trained for 1 week. I was going to LA driving. So it worked well together, you know, because I moved and because it was just one good coincidence, which really worked. Right. Yeah, actually, Corbin was in the Anaheim show. He liked
it. That's what we heard. Yeah. He looked like he was having a great time.
That was the first time he's seen the program, because
he was
the other time he was singing, he couldn't watch it.
Right. So did he approve?
He was really excited. Yeah, he was really excited.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. Really that's
glad
really
he liked
great.
It.
Yes.
Now, you've added things to it, though, haven't you? Have you added elements to it? Yeah. A little bit?
To deal with it.
Elements for skating?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. No, we took some parts where you've seen
where
the show.
You did the thing
yeah,
with
you've
guys,
seen the show
right.
There.
Mm-hmm. Which was fun, but the guys didn't want to come out with stars on it.
So. Yeah. No, actually they could. They were actually really, really excited about it. Uh-huh. It's hard to make it work.
Right,
no?
Right.
Yeah.
For production companies.
Right,
it's a challenge.
But it was very clear that when those guys went away, there'd sort of be space to fill in, that skating elements, some more skating elements might fit.
No, it's exactly the same.
Is it
exactly the same as what, yeah.
Because everyone says you've added elements. I haven't seen it.
No, it's exactly the same.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just in Phoenix, because when they shot it, they couldn't shoot everybody all the same time, right? So they would show us together, and they show a little bit of me, then they show just them.
Right. So people missed.
Right.
So people
so
missed
some
of
it
on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
On so TV, they missed. But
right.
In life,
the same
person.
Same
person. I could see everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.